Training a new generation of effective leaders often involves mentoring through a shared passion. It involves someone with a strong skill set who is willing to help someone else feel the spark. We begin our occasional series, Pass the Torch, on the basketball court. WNIJ's Jenna Dooley has more.
Woodstock High School is proud of its athletes. Framed photos of former blue streaks line the hallways leading up to the school's main gym. Faces that students walk past every school day. Assistant Athletic Director Steve Irwin points to one of them, former basketball standout Jennifer Nichols Hogel.
If she wasn't competing, she was real interested in what the others were doing, and I think people noticed that. People saw that. She was more of a leader by example.
Irwin coached Nichols Hogel in track, but she's still known in the halls today for her achievements in basketball.
It's really cool. The girls know of her. Her pictures are up here. Her stats are known. Her history is pretty well known. There's a big picture up there because she was the three-point state champ when she was a senior.
That was in 2006. After she graduated from Woodstock High School, Nichols Hogel was recruited to the University of Dubuque. Then she played semi-pro briefly before realizing it was time to pass the torch on the court.
I kept telling our coach, we should be running right now. We should be running this play. We should be, you know, put us on the line. We're not working hard. And that's when it hit me. I really wanted to get into coaching, you know, hang the shoelaces up and grab a whistle.
She coached 2 years in nearby Hebron before making her way back to her old school. But the path wasn't easy. A few years ago, her husband got sick.
He had a kidney transplant, and I ended up being able to be the donor. And then we had a son right after.
The day after he was born, Nichols Hogel found out she got the job leading the Blue Streaks of Woodstock, making her only one of a few female head coaches in the state for girls basketball.
I knew that the community had my back, and they knew, and I knew they wanted me here, you know, and I think that's one of the biggest things that a coach hopes for is that they have the community's respect, but also support. I definitely have that at Woodstock.
Team captain Selena Juarez is now working toward a college career. She says her coach leads players based on their individual strengths.
She went here, it's like she did all this stuff, so at the same time it's like, it's kind of weird like being coached by her, but at the same time it's like, I feel like privileged too because she's done all these accomplishments, and like looking around and seeing all she's done kind of makes me want to like do something like that and be like her.
Selena's mother Lori says the new coach is a good fit.
Yeah, I think that helps if a coach actually played the game because they really know the sport, and then too, I think her being from here, she wants to do well.
Nichols Hogel credits her coaching style to her many mentors over the years.
Taking coaches that I really respect and highly respect all the way down from my middle school years and taking their type of their style and their philosophy and just combining it together. You know, all the way from the X's and O's to how I treat and handle the girls in practice and in the, you know, in the off court.
He always makes us cheer each other on just to keep that like positive energy in practice, and like out of practice he'll like contact us like if we're sick and like, oh, how you doing? So always could kind of on that personal level and like connecting with us.
Senior Colleen Brown says she isn't sure she'll continue playing at the college level, but says she plans to continue playing the sport as a hobby since it's always been part of her life. Nichols Hogel knows that all too well.
Coaching for me isn't just about the X's and O's and yelling at girls every day and trying to get them to do something that, you know, maybe they don't think they can do. It's more about family and lifestyle and just having a core group of people around you and surrounding you of people that love you.
Good. Had a girl. Had a girl. Good job. Good job.
I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.